Just as we wait for the arrival of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, who will inshallah be giving the final speech, I would just like to take this opportunity to let the brothers know regards certain other activities and programs which takes place here at the Islamic Dawah Academy. Alhamdulillah, the Islamic Dawah Academy for over 25 years has been rendering its services to the Muslims in the UK and also throughout the world through many different avenues. This institute was one of the first institutes in the UK which started working in the English language to promote the deen amongst the new and younger generation, because before people had come from the Indian subcontinent, they were aware of Urdu or whatever their home languages were, and lessons were imparted in these languages, lectures were also given, and the people could appreciate them. But now we have come to such a stage where we have somewhat distanced ourselves from our native languages, and there is a need, there has been a need for a long time, to render services in such forms that the youth can benefit and appreciate it in the manner that they should. And alhamdulillah, many different activities take place. Alhamdulillah, we have a full-time Darul Uloom. The students who recited the Quran before you, the Nasheed, etc., they are students of our full-time Darul Uloom, which is for over 16, and it has been running for over 20 years now. From 1998, over 100 students have graduated from different countries around the world, different cities in the UK, and a large number of them are, mashallah, involved in the service of Deen. Some have opened up their own institutes within their countries and their cities, and they are trying to serve the public there. And at the same time, we also have an evening madrasa. Students come for hifz. There is also a full-time Darul Uloom for sisters. They do not have lodging, but they come in the morning and they go back in the evening, so that the sisters can also improve their deeni knowledge and pass this on to others. We also have a magazine which alhamdulillah has been published for over 20 years now. It was one of the first initiatives of the Islamic Dawah Academy, which is known as Riyadhul Jannah. You may have bumped into any brothers who were inviting you, encouraging you to subscribe. So this magazine is a monthly magazine, and as I said, it has been running for a long time. The journal has within it many beneficial articles. We all know that the time and days that we live in, there is much information out there, be it via WhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube, whatever it may be in the form of lectures, and not always, but sometimes that knowledge which we are being given, which is being passed on to us, is not the correct knowledge. Which is why it is very, very important, especially in the times that we live in, that we acquire knowledge from the right sources. Because if we do not associate to the right ulama, to the right scholars, those people who have the right understanding of deen, and we take knowledge from people who are underqualified, who I could say disqualified, then we can understand what we can all gauge that what effect this will have on our deen. So it is very, very important that we associate ourselves to the right institutes, to the right people, to the right literature, because what we read, this is what we will absorb. And if we are reading information which is written by someone whose aqidah, whose beliefs are incorrect, whose understanding of deen is incorrect, who is following his desires, who is making or twisting the verses of the Quran, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to match his personal whim, his personal fancy, his personal ideology, then this will have a negative effect on our deen. A very famous statement we have heard over and over again: "Inna hadha al-ilma deenun fanzuru amman ta'khudhuna deenakum." That this deen, this is knowledge. Knowledge is deen, deen is knowledge. What we know, that is what we will practice. What we learn, that is what we will practice. Which is why it is of utmost importance that what we learn, where we learn it from, is the right place, the right person, the right source. So it is very important that we connect ourselves to the right type of literature. I'm not saying that this is the only journal, this is the only literature that you should read. Their knowledge has no bounds. There is so much out there that we can read, that we can benefit from. There are so many people out there who are still on haqq. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. That a group from my ummah, right till the day of judgment, will remain on haqq, on the truth. And we have to go out and find them. But as we go closer to qiyamah, as fitan and trials increase, ilm has become diluted. And where there is sound knowledge available to us, there is also knowledge which is wrong, which is incorrect. So we should make sure that we acquire knowledge from the right source. This magazine is one such source that we can associate to as a family. We can subscribe to this magazine. You know, read through a magazine takes about half an hour, but different aspects of our deen will be discussed in there. We can sit down with our family, with our children. We live in very testing times, and it is very important that just as we make an effort on ourselves, that we come onto deen, that we practice deen, that we have the right outlook on life, the same things we have to inculcate within our children. So to do this, there are many different ways that we can adopt. One such is that we bring in authentic material into our homes. And we as a family, we as individuals, we read this, we pass this message on. And if we equip ourselves with knowledge, then inshallah we will be in a better position to explain Islam to others. Today Islam is in the spotlight. There was a time 10-15 years ago, you could have went to different parts of the UK and many people would not even know what Islam is. They may have never seen a Muslim. They may have no knowledge as to the existence of such a religion. But today, you can go to the most remotest of villages, but they would have definitely heard of a religion called Islam. They may have heard that there is a prophet named Muhammad, there is a book called the Quran, and that may be all that they know. They may even have wrong information. They may have been fed the wrong information through the media, propaganda, etc. We may, you know, we live in a multicultural society. In our workplaces, universities, homes, we interact with different people from different walks of life. And the ulama, they are in their madrasas, they are in their maktabs, they are rendering a great service, but they are not out there with the public. So those, the common masses, they are mixing with non-Muslims, maybe even Muslims who may have the wrong understanding of Islam, who may be moving away from Islam. If we have the right knowledge, if we have taken knowledge from the right source, we will be in a better position. We will be confident, whereby we can truly show what Islam is about. If we are aware of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I mentioned before, that we acquaint ourselves with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then somebody poses a question to us, we will not need to shy away. We will not need to run off. We will not need to make excuses, but we will be able to confidently explain to this person, teach this person what Islam truly teaches. It is why it is important that we equip ourselves with knowledge. Durus of the Quran, durus of hadith, brothers have come from all over UK. We would love that we could be of service to everyone, but, and the more you come here, the more you benefit, alhamdulillah, our arms are open. But not everyone is going to come here all the time. Hence, wherever you have come from, whichever city or town you have come from, make it a point that if you're in your local masjid, or even if you have to drive some distance, somebody is giving a dars of the Quran, somebody is giving a dars of hadith, somebody is doing a bayan on Jummah, he has sound knowledge, he has learn from the right teachers, then we should associate ourselves to such people. If we look around, in our own masjid, we will see when the dars of Quran is taking place, there are two people there, there are five people there, there are ten. You see five stuffs for salah, and when deen knowledge is imparted, nobody has time. We have time to stand outside and talk, we have time to watch football, we have time to watch cricket, we have time to spend on our social WhatsApp groups, this, that, but when it comes to learning deen, we do not have the time. We do have the time, we don't take out the time. So everyone, I request everyone, that wherever you have come from, find the rightly guided ulama. We should not expect to sit at home and expect knowledge to come to us. That we will sit at home, lie on our sofas, spread our legs out, and watch a video about deen and expect that deen will come into our life. No. It requires a mahol. It requires an environment. It requires a mujahad and a struggle. The people of the past, they would travel miles upon miles, country to country, to learn knowledge. And this is how this knowledge has been transported from generation to generation. So we do not need to give this sacrifice. We don't need to go hungry. We don't need to go thirsty. We don't need to, you know, leave our family, leave our homes. Maybe once a week, maybe twice a week, we may just need to take out half an hour, take out less, more. Sometimes in masjids, after salah, you have an imam who is speaking for a couple of minutes. And even then we stand up and go. For what reason? For no reason. Just because we have no inclination towards this. So it is very important that from wherever we have come from, whoever your local imam is, or if there is nothing in your local masjid, then we should request that something be organized for us. If there is something 10 minutes away, and we have to go out of our way. Like I said, deen is our need. Deen does not need us, we need our deen. So it is our responsibility that we take out time, we take out our effort to equip ourselves with sound knowledge. And the more we learn, the more inshallah we will practice. The more we learn, all the doubts that in our minds, or doubts that can be set in our minds, then we will be ready for them. We will have enough knowledge that they will not affect us, because this is an effort which is being made today to turn people away from Islam, to create doubts in their minds regards the religion, regards the authenticity of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or even the Quran. So if we learn from the right sources, inshallah, we will not be affected by such fitan. So as I was saying, that here at the academy, one of the services that we render is through the journal. Similarly, there is also literature, which is always being printed. Alhamdulillah, over the years, thousands of leaflets and booklets, etc., have been printed. Many brothers have benefited from them. Inshallah, today on your way out, you will also be given some leaflets and some literature. So the objective of this is that we can read again and learn and practice and pass on. This should be a part of our life, where we are learning, we are practicing, and at the same time we are passing on this knowledge to others. Here at the academy also, many programs, different programs take place. Every Tuesday there is a dars which takes place in English. All the programs which take place, they are broadcasted live. So if you do not live in Leicester, you live far off, then you can still benefit. Brothers from all over the world, they tune in, they benefit from these programs. Every Friday, the Islahi Majlis of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah takes place. And very recently, from about a couple of months back, all the programs which are in Urdu, they are also, the translation is also relayed live. So somebody is doing a translation, this is also relayed live. So you can listen to it and benefit from this. And one of the most important programs is the monthly Tarbiyah and Tazkiyah program. This program, alhamdulillah, has been taking place for a long time. And every month, the first Saturday of each month, so it's very easy to remember, the first Saturday of each month, the Tarbiyah and Tazkiyah program takes place. It starts at 5 o'clock and ends in the evening. The objective of this program is how we can improve ourselves spiritually. Because to come onto deen, to become truly muttaqi, the servant, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the objective of our lives. And in order to do this, we have to become spiritually strong. A person, in order to achieve this, why do we find ourselves faltering? Why do we find ourselves slipping? Because spiritually we are weak. So in order to make ourselves spiritually strong, it is important that we connect to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spend time in their company. So I request all the brothers that do not make this your first and last visit, but keep on coming back. If you can come every month, then alhamdulillah. And if not, then every second month, every fourth month, whatever tartib you can make with your family, maybe with some people, your local brothers, and inshallah, you know, this program will serve as a boost for us. Because we come once, it's not enough. We are human beings, we are weak, we need constant reminders. We fall prey to our nafs, we fall prey to shaitan, we slip up. The more we come, the more we listen, inshallah, this will serve as a boost for us to come back onto the right track. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.